Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. In this episode, we're talking with Archer Love of Now Alchemy from LA, and he's telling us all about his Ormus products.
Hello, Archer.
Hello, love.
How are you today?
Fantastic. I'm so excited we were finally able to connect.
Yes. Well, actually, we should tell the story because I was in LA for a day. And I just ran into you. So we did connect magically about a month ago.
True that. It was quite magical.
Yeah.
Cafe Gratitude, where all the magic happens.
I have never been to Gratitude and not run into someone, I don't think.
I know. It's
really random. It's like someone from London or someone from Finland, or it's not like someone from LA.
Oh my gosh. I know, it's so true. I've met some of my closest friends there at Cafe Gratitude, where we met for the first time.
I had a new drink, and it was crazy. It was so good. It's called I Am Stella. Have you had that one?
No, I haven't. What's in it?
It's amazing. It's no nuts. It was coconut meat and almonds, and then it was blue magic and like a bunch of mushrooms.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Mushroom and algae, coconut. Yeah. Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you have to get it next time you go. It was the best smoothie I ever had.
Oh, it's a smoothie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I always get their matcha latte.
So we met a few years ago, I think maybe like 3 years ago, and you were in Life Food Organic, I don't remember, and you were selling your Ormus. And I was like, we should sell that in Europe.
Oh my gosh, I know, that was so cool. I was demoing it, right? Yeah, wow. Life Food Organic was my first account.
So, for people who don't know, do you want to tell us what Ormus is?
Yes, Ormus is an ancient form of alchemy that was originally used by the Egyptians as a youth elixir. And they would put it on their skin. They would eat it in their food. They called it the elixir of youth. Cleopatra technically wouldn't be considered a queen, but she would bathe in it, put it on her skin to keep herself looking young and glowing. And it's actually a form of gold. And the other platinum group elements can also be in a monoatomic form, but primarily, like, historically, it's always been taken as monoatomic gold. And you can also extract it from mineral waters and ocean waters and things like that. And it just really does amazing things for the DNA and for the body. It helps the DNA in repairing itself. So it's kind of like, and it doesn't have the same mechanism as an antioxidant, but it has like similar effects in anti-aging. So when you put it on your skin, it gets rid of acne and gives you a nice glow, helps the skin repair itself. When you take it in your body, it helps the body to balance and repair itself. Studies show that it balances the brain hemispheres, and this causes an increase in alpha and theta brain waves. So it helps to put people into a meditative state of being. It's really calming. And one of the things about my Ormus that I really love is that it's extracted from the Dead Sea salt, Himalayan sea salt, and Cyprus sea salt. So it's a good combination of all these other minerals too. And all these minerals have different benefits for the body. Boron is super detoxifying. Magnesium is great for the nervous system. And Silver is in it, which is also really detoxifying in a different way. It's great for getting rid of molds and pathogens, parasites and things. And then the gold is awesome for the pineal gland. And the pineal gland uses it kind of like fuel, like how a car uses gas. You know, the pineal gland actually consumes gold as a fuel. And the pineal gland makes melatonin and serotonin. And then in the pineal gland, melatonin is converted to DMT. So people talk about melatonin in sleep, and DMT is released during sleep. And it's known as the God molecule. It helps people to access the spirit realm. So Ormus, when taken daily over a long period of time, slowly helps people with what could be called spiritual awakenings, and really helps to increase people's spiritual awareness and causes a lot of positive life shifts. So it's got that sort of magical aspect to it as well, not just like physical component.
Wow, so, I never knew that. So did you say melatonin is a precursor to DMT?
Turns into DMT, is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how DMT is made in the pineal gland.
Wow, I never knew.
Yeah, so melatonin is used as one of the precursors. There's a pretty like extensive list of precursors, but melatonin is one of the important ones. And so if you take melatonin supplements, that helps the body make more DMT as well. And then anything that the glands use as fuel, which they use a lot of minerals and elements as fuel, not just the pineal gland, but the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus also use Ormus gold as fuel. So it helps to balance hormones and things like that too.
So also what you said about the Egyptians, I didn't know that either. So did they alchemize it?
They did. Yeah. And I believe they used the Dead Sea salt to make Ormus as well. And it was known, they call it the wet method. Now, in modern times, they call the technique that they used the wet method of extracting the Ormus from sea salts.
So how did you become interested in it? What attracted your attention to it?
Well, I have PTSD and had anxiety and depression due to PTSD. And so I started studying chemistry and psychology and nutritional science at the University of Arizona, just looking for really great healing methods for psychological disorders. And I was planning on being a psychiatrist at first, and I just became really interested in natural medicine. So after graduating, I got into Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, and it became a really big topic of interest. So I talked about it a lot. And I became good friends with a shamanic practitioner who's just really obsessed with all of that stuff. And she introduced me to Ormus. And after about 4 months of trying to convince me that I should take it, I finally tried it out. And it really caused more positive effects for me than probably anything I had ever experienced. So I became quite infatuated with it. And I started researching it a lot. And then I started making my own, and I just felt that the Ormus I was making was stronger and the benefits were more noticeable than any Ormus I had used. So I started sharing it with people and telling them it was an awesome thing and they had to try it because I really believed in it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, now alchemy kind of started to grow from that point.
But that's quite a jump from observing the results and being infatuated with it, as you said, to actually making it. Like, did you have a background in any kind of chemistry or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I have a Bachelor of Science. I studied chemistry and psychology. So I do have a fair amount of lab experience. So it wasn't too difficult for me.
Mm, amazing. So you had all the like perfect requirements for the job.
Pretty much. It was really just, I really do feel like I'm in my dharma, you know, like it just seems to be aligned with my purpose. Even the issues I've experienced with my own psychology, you know, and the PTSD and everything, it's like, you know, every curse is a blessing, you know, and I feel like if I never went through that state of being, then I wouldn't be making these elixirs, you know, and so many people are benefiting from them, and I enjoy the process so much that it's like kind of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So my understanding is that almost occurs naturally in plants that grow up high in the mountains. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, so the ormus is really responsible for all of life. So almost all organic life has ormus elements in it. The ormus elements cause the electrochemical communication between and within living beings. So cellular communication and even like the psychic and empathic communication that living beings have with each other, that's all the ormus connection, that because ormus, it's like electrolyte, you know, it like causes electrochemical connection. So basically it's in the soils. What I see in my own intuition is that ormus was here before any other state of matter, and that the other state of matter is built on ormus. So ormus is like the seed of life is how I see it. And so it's in river waters and ocean waters and soils and in the air even. And so whenever anybody eats anything like with a seed or a skin, like grapes, you know, and that sort of stuff, like they're taking in small amounts of ormus elements because the life needs the ormus elements to live. And even animals, you know, if you eat, you know, if you're taking in like organs or glands of animals, a liver or something like that, then you're going to get ormus elements in that, you know? And so basically what I have is a concentrated form of just the ormus minerals. And it's a lot more than anybody would be able to get just from drinking like a glass of water from a river or something. Yeah. It would probably be equivalent to like one bottle of ormus. From Now Alchemy, it'd probably be equivalent to maybe about like 50 gallons of river water, you know?
So is it measurable when you're making it? How do you know the level? How do you test it?
How do I test the level of minerals
and
elements?
Yeah, when you're making it, how do you know it's got ormus in it? Like,
I use pH swings to extract it. And at a certain pH, I know that it's complete. And then I send it to an outside independent lab to get it tested for heavy metals and mineral composition. And then the COA, the certificate of analysis, shows me what's in it. So it'll give me the breakdown of gold and silver and manganese and potassium and all these other minerals in it.
So it's the mineral content that indicates.
Well, yeah, exactly. Initially is the pH. You know, I finish at 10.78. An alkaline pH, and then I wash it all away with water, reverse osmosis filtered water, and so it's water with no minerals in it, basically. So it's really reactive, and that's how I get rid of all the sodium, because the sodium clings to it, and I'm able to wash it through. So I run these wash cycles for about 3 weeks, and then I send that to a lab, and it tells me exactly what's in it.
How long does it take to make?
About a month. Yeah, well, I can make it in one night under a full moon, but then the wash cycles take a long time. So that's why a lot of people say that they use ormus and it tastes kind of salty or whatnot, but then they use mine and it just tastes really pure and clean, because I run wash cycles through it until there's no sodium in it, very low amounts, like trace amounts of sodium. So basically, it can take as long as a person's willing to put into it. You know, it just depends on what sort of quality they want. And for me, it takes 3 to 4 weeks.
So we're getting loads of good reviews for it on the website. People are really loving it and raving about it. Can you tell us the benefits that your customers get? Can you tell us why people love it?
Absolutely. It helps people tap into the present. That's like the all-encompassing benefit. Whatever somebody's trying to do, it helps people to just do it rather than trying. You know, it helps people really drop in. You know, it really does. It just helps people drop in. Like if someone's an actor, I've heard them say things like, you know, like I'm just nailing it take after take rather than taking, you know, like 4 or 5 takes to get it right. And people, even people who are like trying to get pregnant, you know, like they end up successful in that. It helps people to focus. People with like ADD and ADHD, they just say that they feel so much more balanced and calm and present, you know, and helps people meditate. Yeah, so it's really all-encompassing. It's just balancing, you know.
And we've got four on the website at the moment. Do you want to talk us through them?
Yeah, the Nirvana is the newest one, the newest Now Alchemy product that you guys are carrying. And I'm so excited about that product. Oh my God, I love the Nirvana. It has nano-enhanced CBD. And the whole thing with nano-enhanced is that nano-enhancing CBD oil, it makes the CBD about 10 times as effective.
Okay.
So it's actually no longer an oil when the process is complete. It's suspended in water, and the body is water. So it absorbs into the bloodstream immediately, crosses the blood-brain barrier faster, where it's able to act on anxiety and neurological disorders. And the oils take about 15 minutes to digest in the intestines, and a lot of the CBD is lost in the process. So nano enhancing is about 100% bioavailable, whereas the oils are like 10 to 12% bioavailable typically. And so it's just way stronger CBD. And then there's kava kava, ashwagandha, curcumin extracted from turmeric, piperine extracted from black pepper, and a little bit of 24 karat gold ormus in the Nirvana. So the Nirvana is like just really, really zen. It puts people to like a state of zen and like a calm, you know. But it's also energizing because the ormus has superconductive properties. So even though it puts people into like a zen state, it doesn't make people sleepy. It actually sort of like activates people and just like awakening, you know. Like with ormus, for example, it keeps me going all day. Like I don't eat food until like 5 or 6, and I take the Elysium, which is another product you guys have, and the Elysium has nano enhanced CBD, ormus gold, and shilajit in the same bottle. Shilajit is so powerful. It's like the opposite of ormus, because ormus is yin, and it's opening, allows people to receive and surrender and calm. And shilajit's very yang and masculine, and it allows people to access more of like a forceful, energetic nature to like manifest by creating, whereas ormus is more like manifest by like just visualizing and like pineal gland activity, like seeing what you want, feeling what you want, you know. So the shilajit has 85 plus minerals, which is even more than I'm able to get from the sea. But shilajit is the result of about 5,000 years of decomposition and fermentation of plant and life matter in the Himalayan mountains. So it's just ancient minerals and intelligence. It's got fulvic acid, humic acid, vitamins that are nearly impossible to find in other places, dibenzopyrones, which help with cognitive functioning, and shilajit, it builds libido, helps with focus, with strength and stamina, detoxes the body as well of heavy metals and parasites and things like that. And so then in the Elysium, we're pairing the ormus with the shilajit, and then we're also adding the nano-enhanced CBD, which ties it all together. The CBD is important because the body has cannabinoid receptors everywhere, and the cannabinoid receptors need to be fed, and people have been using cannabis for thousands of years, and this is why cannabis results in so many healings for people, because it's a nutrient for the body. It's like without using it, people are actually deficient in it. And I wouldn't make the statement that people are deficient in CBD, because there's not enough study done to show that it's like that required. But I think that it is that necessary, because people have been using it for thousands of years, and we've evolved as a race with CBD. So now that people aren't using it, it seems like a deficiency, you know? So CBD helps with the immune system and everything. And so you guys have that one, the Elysium.
So the Nirvana one is more for calming you, and the one you were just telling us about, the Elysium, that's kind of more for manifesting, you're saying.
Yeah, anything that has ormus gold in it is going to be really good for manifesting.
Yeah.
This is a little bit esoteric, but the gold has superconductive properties because, you know, it's an element, like we were talking about, like electrolyte, but gold is very conductive. So when you're taking in nano gold, ormus gold, mineral gold, but gold in any form other than metal, because as long as it's not in its metallic form, then it's okay to take in, you know, but when you're taking in small particles of gold, then it actually raises your vibration and magnetizes the signal that we put out into the universe as, so the body's kind of like a broadcasting tower. So you're putting out these signals of what you're thinking about at a greater magnitude. And because it's going out with more force and power, it comes back faster. You know, we everything we put out comes back, but with Ormus, it's like lightning speed. Oh my gosh, the synchronicity, like it makes life magical. It does. It just like the synchronicity and manifesting, it becomes so obvious. We're always experiencing synchronicity and manifesting, but with Ormus, it becomes so obvious that it just has this like magical component to it.
Yeah. I just was in Hawaii. That's when I saw you. I was on my way back from Hawaii. And I was in a waterfall, and I literally got in the waterfall. And I felt so charged, and I felt after the waterfall, I felt like my manifestation powers had been like really like elevated. Would that be the same thing? Would that be the same?
Yeah. Did you say that was because you were in what type of water?
I was in the waterfall. I actually stood in the fall. So I was getting all the rushing water like straight on top of me.
And you noticed after that experience you were manifesting faster?
I just felt like my manifestation powers are going to be off the charts.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if there was gold. A lot of bodies of water have gold in it, but I don't know which one that was. But either way, yeah, I mean, these waters have copper and silver and all these other elements in them. So yeah, definitely. Because the skin, you know, is the largest organ. It's semi-permeable and it absorbs all these elements and minerals. So could, definitely.
Could it be something the charge of the waterfall, like the ions of the waterfall?
Yeah.
Increase superconductivity.
Yeah, absolutely, that too. And even just sending in a waterfall is anti-aging, because like you said, all the ions, the negative ions, you know, it's like, it sounds bad because you're saying negative ions, but negative ions remove positive ions from the body, and positive ions are the oxidating elements in the body. So like just standing under the waterfall is like an antioxidant for your system.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, so nice. Oh man, you're making me want to get in the ocean.
Yeah.
Every time I get in the ocean and I get out, I'm sure a lot of people notice this, surfers and whatnot, you get out of the ocean, you're like glowing.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the elements. And that's why the ocean glistens, because of the monatomic elements in it, the gold and copper and silver and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's glistening in the sun.
Yeah.
It's not just water, you know, it's because water doesn't glisten like that, you know, but the ocean does.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
So tell us about the other two. You've got one that's 24 karat gold and one that's nano enhanced. What's the difference in those? Mm-hmm.
So the 24 karat gold one is the pure Ormus, and that doesn't have any other constituents in it other than the Ormus. So we talked about that. It has 72 plus Ormus minerals, including gold, and it's suspended in water. It's got a really nice, soft flavor to it. It doesn't taste like it's extracted from the ocean. It tastes really gentle and nice. And it's great to use that before meditation, before meetings, before anything that a person wants to be more energized, aware, and balanced through. If people take that Ormus every day, they'll be able to get a lot more done, be a lot more productive, and they'll be able to be in more chaotic environments without actually feeling chaotic themselves. You know what I mean? It has that sort of effect. But it's so subtle that you don't really feel the shift, but then you'll notice that you're not getting pulled into the dramas around you like you used to, you know, because like even in chaotic environments keeps you balanced. But it's kind of like without that basis of comparison, it can be hard to tell, you know, like if people don't make life changes It's kind of like a pre-workout product. Like if someone uses a pre-workout product, but they don't go to the gym, then it's kind of like they don't notice what it's doing for them. But if they go to the gym, they're like, wow, I got 10 more pumps out of that set, you know? That's what Ormus is like. Like if you take Ormus and you go into a situation that's normally hard to function in, and it helps you to function way better, you know? And then the CBD also, we talked about that one. That's the nano enhanced CBD. That's about 10 times as effective as a regular oil. And that one is great to take for pain, for anxiety, for inflammation, to increase the immune system. So that one's good to use every day just for like disease prevention. Although it is CBD, so it's good for people to talk to their doctors before using it. And yeah, with these things, you really can't use too much. They're natural and they're healthy, you know? So at least one serving a day is great, but just depends on what somebody has going on in their life. There's like just the, you know, like ongoing dose for prevention. Then there's like the therapeutic dose, but I mean, yeah, technically that I just, that sort of thing is something somebody would have to talk to a doctor about, because I can't legally tell people that it's for disease prevention or anything like that, you know?
So how do you recommend people take it, just straight under the tongue?
I would recommend people take it for, you know, straight under the tongue, for experimental use. Just observe the shifts that it takes, that it has on your life. Set a positive affirmation before you use it. You can also add it to water, food, coffee, you know, anything like that. Just at least once a day, you know, either in a drink or under the tongue.
People might be scared off by the price tag. Do the bottles last a long time?
Each bottle has 50 servings. So the price tag, you think it could be pretty expensive?
Yeah, I mean, the CBD Shilajit one's £140. We've got it for.
That's the one with the gold, the Shilajit. Yeah. True. The good thing about it is that once somebody has gone through a couple bottles, the shifts that have taken place are pretty much permanent. Nothing technically is exactly permanent, but a lot less is needed once somebody's gone through a couple bottles. It's like, I personally forget to use it every day because I no longer feel like I need it like I used to. When I first started, I was using it 3 times a day, you know? And now it feels more like I use it as a luxury a lot more than as a need like I used to, you know? So yeah, it's not something that's addictive or habit forming, and it actually helps people to get rid of addictions and things like that.
Yeah, I guess you could compare it to like going to see a healer or a therapist or something. They're going to charge that much for a couple of sessions, aren't they? So,
well, yeah, a healer, you know, can charge $150 for one session.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if you do one session a month, that's $150 a month. But most people need to do about 4 sessions for a couple months, you know, to get benefits. And it's the same thing with this. It's like you will want to use it for a couple months, you know, before you start slowing down with it. But it'll help to increase your success in life. So it's not really like the price is offset. It's like not even comparable. Like people, it's like priceless, you know?
Yeah.
It helps people with their careers, with their relationships. It's really just a necessity.
Yeah. That's what I always tell people about superfoods. If they say they're expensive, I'm like, but the more you take, the more abundant you become. So you just create more, more time and energy to manifest
it. So. Yeah, absolutely. For $150, I'm going to get so much more done in a month that I'm going to be so much more productive with my time that it's not even comparable.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even, people who are entrepreneurs or athletes or performers in any way and are using this stuff, it's like not even fair. Like it's such a performance enhancer, you know, that it's not even fair.
So you were telling me you got some new products coming and you're planning to send any of them over to Europe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you're gonna love this, one of my new products. It's called Be Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason I call it Be Magic is because it's made from bee constituents. It's got bee propolis, royal jelly, manuka honey, bee pollen. It's all suspended in water. And the same thing, you know, 50 servings per bottle, one dropper per serving. So delicious and incredible for the immune system.
Yeah.
So the Bee Magic is really an energizer and immune system booster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna like that one.
Yeah.
I'll send you some of that too.
What else have you got coming?
Let's see. I have, well, I am coming out with a CBD oil as well. It's an organic full spectrum CBD oil just for really, like you were talking about price tag. And I would recommend the Nano Enhanced CBD for everyone, but it is a lot more expensive. And so the oil is a cheaper option for people who want to get CBD into their regimen, but can't afford the Nano Enhanced. I also have an elixir called Immortal coming out which is a Chinese mushroom blend. And that one is good for brain function, immune system. There's 11 species of Chinese mushrooms in it. So it's really good for like everything, because each one of these mushrooms, they're adaptogenic and they work on the body in a whole just like huge list of ways. So this one has chaga, reishi, cordyceps, turkey tail, lion's mane, and tremella, oyster mushroom, and just a bunch of other mushrooms that are super healthy. And that one is kind of like the Bee Magic, where it's an all-around immune booster and adaptogen, but it works in different ways.
So is that mushrooms with ormus or just mushrooms?
Oh yeah, I have ormus and everything. I kind of sneak it into all my elixirs.
Yeah.
So those are the two new products that are coming out, but I have a lot of other things in the works as well. I have a libido product coming out, and that one isn't going to be out for at least a month, but it's going to have some really fun things in it. It's got deer antler extract and ormus gold, horny goat weed. So many things. There's like 30 ingredients. And then I also have an amino acid product coming out for people who like to work out a lot. It's got arginine, glutamine, carnitine, orthanine, a bunch of other things. And it's all plant-based. So that's going to be really good. Oh, it's got creatine in it too. Plant-based creatine. And that one's probably going to be out in a couple months. So, yeah, just always working on new things.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Wow, I think that's all my questions. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, let's see. I did want to say ormus is, like I said before, is the substance that really started Now Alchemy. And it's sort of known as like the gateway between the third and fifth dimension. It really helps to connect people with their higher self. And yeah, I just want to say that it's a little bit different from all the other elixirs in that it has this spiritual component to it. And it's really important to set positive affirmations when people use it.
Yeah.
That's
when I talk about it, I've got a chapter in it in my Royal Magic book. I always say it's like the bridge between spirit and matter. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's what I mean by like, it's like a fourth dimensional substance, and that it kind of is a gateway between the third and fifth dimension.
Yeah. So yep. It's measurable, but it's we're talking more along the lines of flower essences, and it's also immeasurable at the same time.
Because all of life in the organic realm is multidimensional, because it all has spirit in it. And so the spirit's like the fifth dimensional aspect of life, but the body is like the third dimensional aspect, you know? Yeah. So Ormus is kind of like fourth dimensional. These monatomic elements like gold, they're like, superconductive fourth dimensional elements that help to raise our vibration and connect our body with our spirit.
Amazing.
Yeah, really beautiful thing. I mean, really hard to conceptualize for some. You kind of have to use it before it starts to make sense.
Yeah, but I think anyone that is using these kind of products, I mean, almost in this and some other kind of comparable things, isn't there? People have an intuitive understanding of what that means. It's just difficult to put into words. I think you've articulated it really well, like, how that kind of spiritual experience manifests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And do you guys have the Omni Love, the Ormus that has all the plant essences with it?
No.
Ah, that's a good one. That's the Ormus with frankincense, myrrh, yarrow, clary sage, lavender, Egyptian blue lotus, and rose. And that one is great. Oh, it's just... I initially formulated it to have a chakra balancing effect added to this, but these plants are incredible too. Like frankincense reverses cellular death, you know, so it's anti-aging in its own way. And all these plants are just, they have all these crazy spiritual benefits that I could go on and on for hours with, but it's an Ormus infused with all of those plant essences.
We did use rebranded. We had one that was like Egyptian blue.
Crown, yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yep. What I did was I took all the chakra ormuses and I put it together in one.
Amazing. Yeah.
I like, and the label is a rainbow. So when you see the rainbow label, you know exactly which one it is. Yeah.
Brilliant. Actually, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you too. So much love.
Yes.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And thank you. See you next time.